The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Airborne drones have gotten a reputation as bringers of death and destruction from the sky. But conservationists are about to deploy such unmanned aerial surveillance vehicles to protect endangered animals from poachers. No, they aren't planning on shooting illegal hunters before they can shoot animals. Rather, the remotely piloted spy planes will pinpoint potential poachers and report their positions to rangers. Wild rhinoceros populations are among the first candidates for this protection. Illegal hunting is a serious and growing problem. Since the beginning of 2013, South Africa has lost 82 rhinos. Some 668 were killed last year due to a demand for rhino horn from Asia and certain Arabic-speaking countries. In Southeast Asia and China, pulverized dried horn is dissolved in hot water as a supposed cure for arthritis, gout, rheumatism, and high fevers. But recent medical studies have not confirmed any particular healing properties. And the use of rhino horn as an aphrodisiac, though widely rumored, has not been authenticated and is probably apocryphal. Hopefully, the use of drones can increase surveillance to the point of adequate protection.
The 90-Second Naturalist is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation, creating meaningful change through thoughtful grant making.